Beloved radio friends, we greet you warmly in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Blessed One who is coming again. Oh, my beloved radio friend, may I ask very pertinently, together with sincerity, are you ready for the coming of the Lord? What joy to realize Jesus is coming again. How blessed to read in the precious Word as you go through the New Testament. Approximately once in every 25 verses, you have a reference to the second coming of Christ. Oh, my beloved, upon the horizon of this world, upon the scene of this amazing world that is under sin and the power of Satan and the darkness of this scene that we know is increasingly bringing us to the end of the age, what joy it is to realize and from the Word of God know Jesus is coming again. Truly, I hope that every listener can say with sincerity from a redeemed heart, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Today we would like to conclude our meditation from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, that wonderful event that Paul by the Spirit describes when the Lord will gather together His own. Please let me emphasize again, this is not the gathering together of all the world. There is no such thing in the Word of God as a general judgment when all mankind from the beginning to the end will be brought together at the great white throne. That is something that has been taught. But my beloved, let us distinguish the fact the Lord Jesus is first coming for His saints so that they can come and will come with Him as He comes back to the earth in glory. We have already touched upon this great scripture, 1 Thessalonians 4. We read the words of verse 16 and 17 again. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Ah, we come to the concluding action that is set forth in three distinct movements. We have noted, first of all, in verse 16, the first movement will be the descent of the Lord from heaven above. We have noted in the same verse at the latter part of it, the second is one of resurrection, when not some of the dead in Christ, but all of the dead in Christ will be raised, regardless of their qualifications of faithfulness or not. It is a question of being in Christ, new creatures, redeemed, having trusted the precious blood of the Lord Jesus for their redemption. And thus, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. And being in Christ will warrant them being raised from the dead if they are thus in the graves that is coming again. But now we look at the final and the third great event or action of this event, and it is one of translation, if you please. Please note carefully what the dear apostle writes, verse 17. Then, please note, get the connection, after the dead in Christ, immediately, when the dead in Christ shall rise, then we which are alive and remain. Please, may I say, with joy, there is the possibility as well as the probability and the certainty that there will be, when the Lord comes for His people, many saints that will be living, not having passed through death. Ah, my beloved, may I repeat it again? The great company that He will gather together, many will come out of their graves, others will be living when He comes. And if He were to come today, and we who are His are living, we're in this company, as the apostle writes, we which are alive and remain. And what will happen to us? Why, you will be a translation of united, wonderful glory with the resurrected saints. Paul saying, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. Literally the word caught up means snatched up. Together. Note the words, I love it. Together with the dead in Christ. Oh, my beloved, if you put a loved one in the grave, have you been sorrowing and longing for that reunion? Will you please note the wonderful privilege that the Lord Jesus is going to give to us all? Those who have died and we who will be living at the time of His coming, we're going to meet the Lord together. We're going to meet the Lord together. Those resurrected bodies will come out of the graves. Of those resurrected bodies and their glory and power, we shall study later. But here we have the blessed event recording. They will be raised, and at the same time when they are raised, then we which are alive and remain, we shall be snatched up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Ah, my beloved, let me say, once more, there's no qualification that omits any believer that may be living. We which are alive and remain is the qualification. It will not be some of the living Christians. It will not be just a few of the living believers. It will not be only the overcomers, though all of us should be that. It will not be only those who are watching and those who are looking. For may I say, I do it very reverently and very carefully, but emphatically, there are some that would teach unless we are looking, unless we are watching, and unless we are faithful, we shall not be caught up in that rapture of the church. My beloved, let me ask you a question. Do not these Christians who have died in Christ, and we who shall be alive and remain at the coming of the Lord, do they not comprise the blessed bride of the Lord Jesus Christ? Please let me quote the words of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 and 26 and 27. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of water, by the word, and listen, and that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. My beloved, let me ask you the question. If you perhaps believe in a partial rapture, that only those who are faithful, only those who may be looking, only those who are watching for the Lord to come will be in that event, you're mistaken. The blessed Lord is not going to come for half a bride or a part of a bride. My beloved is coming for the whole church, the whole bride. And what joy to realize, being alive and remaining, and the dead in Christ being raised, we shall be caught up together with them. And may I say, as the apostle says, caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. My beloved, please may I state very quickly, 'twill not be a solitary Elijah. 'Twill not be a solitary Enoch. For both of them were taken into the presence of heaven without going through death. But oh, in that blessed, glorious event, oh, the myriads, the hundreds and the thousands and the millions of redeemed saints that will be caught up to meet their Lord in the air. My, what a magnanimous, stupendous, wonderful event. Take it in if you can. Oh, do not indeed repel against it. But you can never imagine, your greatest imagination could never conceive of the vastness of the myriads of saints who are going to meet the Lord in the air. Silently, they will thus rise and meet the Lord above in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. My beloved, let me indeed point out something very precious to mine own heart. Note the place where we shall meet him. In the air. I would like to give you something to work that is worth thinking about. Something that I've thought of for many, many years. those little words in the air. They are very fascinating. May I point out to you that in this present century, may I say practically for the past 100 years, a little bit over, there have been developments in the sciences of mankind in connection with the air. My beloved, I wonder, do you not realize that in the past century and the latter part of it, men began to experiment to see if they could fly in the air? And what shall we say of that development? As a young boy, I recall seeing a plane just built in the city where I lived, taken to the highest hill outside the city to make an attempt to fly it. And now think of the vastness of the improvement and the wonders that men fly in the air so greatly. Then may I go further? Some of us can recall the development of the radio, the mysterious fact that out through the air, voices were sent out and received by little crystal sets at the beginning, very faintly. But think of the development of the air relative to the radio. Think of it as it came along with television. Think of it as it came along with radar. Think of it as it has come along even further. The development of space and all that you have in the development of these three words in the air. T'was Sir Walter Scott that wrote a poem called Lochiel's Warning. Within that poem he had these words: coming events cast their shadow. Coming events cast their shadow. And in the past 100 years, the developments of science in the realm of the air, outside, above, and around the earth, has been phenomenal. Why? My beloved, the first and the great event that is going to take place by the coming of the Lord is when he comes to take his people out of the earth, and they are to be gathered from the graves, from the living saints on the earth, caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. My beloved, will you be there when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning dawns eternal, bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall be gathered over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder? I'll be there. Will you, my friend? Are you saved? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, oh, speak to the hearts of those that are still without Christ, that they may come to the Savior and find him before it would be ever too late. We ask in his precious name, and we ask it for his glory. Amen.